the problem of lead in our drinking water has been in the public consciousness for years. But since the tragedy with Flint, Michigan's water, which poisoned hundreds of children, and reports of lead in water in other cities like Pittsburgh, debate has opened up about overhauling federal regulation of lead in water. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports that many experts are concerned EPA is considering changes that could actually weaken protections for public health.
The intention of the lead rule is to protect public health. To find out how well it works, we asked Mark Edwards, a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Virginia Tech. He helped expose Flint's lead problem.
To understand what a sick joke the existing law has become, you only need to know that as National Guard walked the streets of Flint, Michigan, distributing bottled water and filters, and we had neighborhoods of children with elevated lead in their blood, Flint was not failing the lead and copper rule.
How could this happen? How could a community with such high lead levels in the water not have been violating the regulation meant to prevent lead in the water? Well, under the current rule, water utilities are supposed to test tap water at some of the homes it considers high risk for lead every few years. If 10% or more taps sampled have high concentrations, the utility is supposed to take action. That could mean adjusting corrosion control chemicals at the water treatment plant or starting a program to replace water service lines made of lead. But that's expensive. Edwards says many utilities like Flint use testing methods that cheat the rule.
We've known about horrific gaps in loopholes in this rule for at least 10 years now.
The Guardian newspaper last year identified 33 cities that use those loopholes. Pittsburgh was not listed, but those that were, Detroit, Chicago, Philadelphia, do things like instruct people to pre-flush the tap or remove aerators from the faucet before testing the water. These techniques can hide lead contamination. Philadelphia declined to comment for this story. A class action lawsuit on behalf of residents alleges that city of cheating. And in Flint?
We are announcing charges against four individuals.
The state filed criminal charges against local and state officials in part for hiding the lead levels from residents. But even before the crisis in Flint, Tom Neltner was on a committee tasked with overhauling the 26-year-old lead in water rule.
EPA has a National Drinking Water Advisory Committee, and they formed a work group called the Lead and Copper Rule Work Group.
Neltner is Chemicals Policy Director at the Environmental Defense Fund. The committee also included about 20 water utilities and public health departments. In 2015, they came out with a set of recommendations. Their focus was on replacing lead service lines. Those are the pipes that connect the main water line that runs along your street into your home.
Well, we basically said that the current system makes lead service line the last resort. You only do it after corrosion control has failed and nothing else is working. What we said is you need to start now, that right up front, you need to have a program to get these lines replaced.
The American Water Works Association, which represents the industry, has endorsed this recommendation. Most older cities are rife with lead service lines. Replacing them throughout the country could take 30 years or more. Pittsburgh has already been ordered to replace 7% of its lead service lines a year because of its elevated lead levels and problems with corrosion control. Some experts say this still won't solve the problem in many homes.
Well, that won't do very much because most of the lead in people's drinking water isn't coming from lead service pipes. It's coming from the plumbing in their house.
Joel Schwartz is an environmental epidemiologist at the Harvard School of Public Health. He says many homes, even if they don't have lead service lines, still have lead in the solder that connects the pipes and valves and faucets. Schwartz wants the revised lead and copper rule to focus instead on improving corrosion control chemistry.
Corrosion control helps everywhere and is a lot cheaper.
Yana Lambrinidou is a professor of science and technology and society at Virginia Tech, and she was a member of the EPA working group to update the lead and copper rule. Well, she supports replacing lead lines.
I think that is a no-brainer.
She also wrote an extensive dissent because the recommendations wouldn't close the loopholes that allow utilities to underestimate lead in the water. In fact, they wouldn't even require sampling in homes at highest risk for lead anymore, which she says might make things worse. Those home lead samples inform the corrosion control decisions that are supposed to keep lead levels low.
When in reality, the lead action level is not met, the water is not safe to drink, and the corrosion control treatment in place is not adequate to protect people from serious exposures.
The EPA is expected to use the working group recommendations to write and release an official draft rule later this year. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.